Risk management strategy and planning. A risk management strategy describes how an organization plans to address the vulnerabilities it has identified throughout the supply chain by controlling, mitigating, reducing, or eliminating risk, and mitigating or reducing the impact of risk events, the materialization of a seen or unforeseen adverse event. It also captures the organization's overall attitude toward risk, such as risk-seeking or risk-averse, known versus unknown risks. Organizations will set different strategies for addressing known risks versus unknown risks. A known risk is one that has been identified and analyzed. These risks can be planned for using the processes discussed in this area. An unknown risk is one that exists, but no one knows about it currently. These unforeseen risks can be addressed by putting funds in a reserve account to deal with the unknown. The size of this account, who authorizes expenditures, and the conditions under which it can be accessed are part of an organization's risk management strategy. Risk management attitude. Organizations differ in how much risk is too much risk in exchange for the envisioned benefits. But for all individuals and organizations, risks and rewards are interrelated. Investors in general require a higher reward when there's higher risk, and this is as true for business decisions as it is for financial investments. That being said, an organization may be risk-seeking while others are risk-averse. To understand the continuum, contrast an organization that is risk-seeking because it intends to manufacture and sell innovative IT products with high margins but a short life cycle. It is necessary to accept risk related to an unknown market result to get the opportunity for high returns with a risk-averse pharmaceutical company, where a risk like contaminated raw ingredients or improperly certified suppliers could lead to deaths, lawsuits, substantial negative publicity, or a drop in share value. The pharmaceutical company might also take large risks to market an innovative new product, but would always be risk-averse related to safety. There are a few risk attitude terms available to convey this nuance. Three ways of expressing an organization's attitude toward risk are risk appetite, risk tolerance, and risk threshold. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the first two of these terms. Risk appetite, amount and type of risk that an organization is willing to pursue or retain. Risk tolerance, an organization's or stakeholder's readiness to accept a threat or potential negative outcome in order to achieve its objectives. Risk threshold, a cutoff point below which a risk will be accepted and above which some type of proactive response is required. Risk appetite refers to overall attitudes like risk-seeking or risk-averse. A risk-seeking organization will take measured risks if the return seems worth it, while a risk-averse organization may want to find ways to minimize uncertainty to the highest degree possible. These attitudes may lead to different business strategies with different payoff profiles. For example, cutting edge for the risk-seeking and low, steady returns for the risk-averse. Other ways that risk appetite plays out in organizational decisions include flexible supply chain strategies, diversification, and redundancy, such as the ability to produce the same part at all plants rather than specializing at each plant. Risk tolerance and threshold are ways of customizing this appetite to specific risks. An organization may specify that it has a low tolerance for quality risks, a moderate tolerance for delivery time risks, and a higher tolerance for cost-related risks. The organization's risk tolerance level influences which response is chosen for each identified risk. Other organizations and individuals will also have their own risk appetite levels that need to be discovered and taken into account when developing a supply chain risk management plan. One impediment to getting risk management practices adopted across the supply chain is that many small and mid-sized organizations have yet to develop policies on risk tolerance in the first place. They may need to be motivated to devote sufficient time and funding to risk management. Risk management plan. A risk management plan is a way to ensure proactive and consistent risk management. A supply chain risk management plan may be integrated with an organizational or interorganizational risk management plan. The plan delineates how risks will be identified, grouped, and assessed. It identifies appropriate internal and external data sources for making risk assessments, and then specifies standardized tools to help various team members arrive at consistent definitions of risk levels. Tools can include risk categories or tables with guidance to help consistently define probability and impact. A risk management plan also has controls to ensure that risk plans and responses are appropriate to the degree of risk being faced relative to the importance of the business objectives or project being conducted. It ensures that risk planning and responses are cost-effective, meaning they provide more benefit than they cost. Also, the agreed-upon risk thresholds and tolerances are in the risk management plan, along with required response types for various risk levels. To give decision makers visibility on risk issues, the plan also addresses how to track and report on risks on an ongoing basis. A risk management plan contains a budget for a given period of time or a project duration. It should include a reserve fund for unknown risks. When a formal plan is generated, it can be used as a tool to gain buy-in and sign-off/funding for the plan. Furthermore, it will specify who will be responsible for implementing the plan, who is accountable for success, and who has authority to approve funding for specific risk responses or release funds from a reserve fund.